Okay, here we go. Short word for Pashas Vayikra, Pasha Zachor, Purim, Tavshin, Pebez, Alurish, Beschus, Fur, Shulman for Esther, Tehila, Basari, El Tipor, Kamil, Sheb, and Reza, Besor, Shechos, Besor, Tovas throughout the world, and in Europe and Ukraine, this year, Besor, Tovas. It's a beautiful idea I saw from the Rebbe, the Mordechai Vlechovich, Sechos, Yogan, Elena, where Slonim comes from. Vayikra, we know, has the small Aleph. Rashi tells us why the conversation between the Kaddish Baruch and Moshe to resemble Moshe's Rebbeinu humility, Chazal tell us. But says though the Rebbe Alechevich, what is the word Aleph Zeira? Why Davka and Aleph and why Zeira? Says the Rebbe Alechevich a beautiful insight which very much connects to Purim and to Zachar and to Amalek. Aleph, he says Aleph means Alfin. Alfin, you have to spell the word Aleph. Aleph means to Alfin, means to learn. Aleph, when you learn Zeira, make sure you make yourself small. Sometimes when we learn Torah, when we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can make us feel a little pompous, a little arrogant, a little ba'agaiva. Says the Rebbe Alechevich, you want to know if your Torah is real? Aleph, Zeira, Aleph, when you're learning Zeira, make sure you stay humble. This is the exact opposite, this is the antithesis of Amalek. Amalek is Gematria Ram, according to all the Svarim. Hi! You feel like you're everything, you feel like you're haughty, you're everything. That's exactly what Haman is. He says, Kol Zen in a Shoivili. If I don't have everyone bowing down to me, Kozen in Shovili, I have no one. B'nai Soskar says that Kozen in Shovili, look at the Sofi Tevos. B'nai Soskar brings this down, I believe from the Arizal, in Chodesh Tammuz. Ze Eininu Shovili. Is Sofi Tevos Ze Eininu Shovili? Yudke Vavke backwards. Because that whole outlook of life, that if I don't have everything, I have nothing, that's Haman. That's Amalek. Our job is to live as Moshe Rabbeinu. Our job is to live with humility, to live with submission. And the more we submit ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahu Demaisa Ora, Orazu Torah, the Torah has to light up our lives. But if the Torah is leading us to Gaiva, that's not real light. If the Torah is leading us to humility, to submissiveness, to kindness and to care, and to love unto others, and you, specifically humility, Aleph, Zeira. When you learn, make sure it's Zeira. It's not Chas Hashem, Amalek and Ram. The Chas Hashem calls in and Ushovili. It's done with tremendous Anova. It's the whole Indian of Shabbos Peches. Kima v'kibul mashikibul, kibul mashikibul kvar. We're re-accepting the Torah and Purim once again. And we know the Kedushas Levi tells us, v'nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyah. Sorry, Moshe kibul Torah from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't, says the Kedushas Levi. He got the Torah from Hashem. He learned the Midah of humility from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn the Midah of humility by Matan Torah. How much more so, if we're re-accepting the Torah out of love, Purim, we have to make sure to accept the Torah with Anova, with humility, with love, comes with humility, with submission. As the Shem Yisparach, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, beautiful Shabbos Zachar, a Feilach and Purim, a Shizach, Talen, Vigil, and Yishlam, Yekosh, best of the Shem Yisparach.